Well, they certainly do in Great Barrington. As I try to point out, you know, the town is at a real disadvantage in trying to trim their budget because most of the money goes to the school district, and that's really out of the town's hands. You know, that's the Berkshire Hills Regional School District. And then they can't really cut the wages or benefits of their staff or the town employees because they have union contracts. So basically, if you need to cut, you look at things like supplies and programs, and in the case of the library, non-print materials, books and subscriptions, staff training and travel, that sort of thing. And they didn't single out the library, to be fair. There were other departments that took cuts. But it seemed like the library one was the biggest and it also generated the greatest amount of controversy.
So the town released an $11.3 million spending plan last week. There was a public hearing. You were there. What were some of the feelings expressed that night?
Well, most of them talked about how important the libraries were to the town and to just about anybody who values culture and literacy and technology and those kinds of things. A lot of other people were expressing shock, almost outrage, that they would cut certain lines, such as staff, travel, and training, because, you know, in this day and age, technology is advancing almost at warp speed, and librarians really need to be kept up to speed on that. So there were older people in their 70s who spoke out. There was a couple of younger people, maybe in their 30s, who had young children that they liked to bring to the libraries, who spoke out against this. And then there was the chairman of the Library Board of Trustees. He wanted the cuts restored. He wasn't advocating that they cut somewhere else. He was suggesting alternative forms of revenue. He wants the town to consider these red light traffic cams. And he pointed to Providence, Rhode Island, which instituted a red light camera program at, I believe, like 25, 30 intersections in the town. And it generated like $1 million in revenue the first year.
Is there a big problem with traffic running of red lights in Great Barrington?
There is. I don't know how many accidents it actually causes. But I think he's just thinking of it as a solution to the problem of a shortage of revenue rather than people actually running red lights, which they do, certainly.
Right. Yeah. And like you mentioned, like in an era when so many brick and mortars, actual stores are being closed due to the rise of the internet, is it at all surprising that libraries are perennially on the chopping block?
Yeah, I suppose it's not surprising in one way for exactly the reasons that you just cited. It increasingly less business, if you want to call it that, that comes into the library is actual checking out of books. Now, it seems one of the most popular reasons to come into the library is for internet access. And as the chair of the Library Board of Trustees said, that since July 1st of last year, the libraries in Great Barrington have provided internet access almost 11,000 times for patrons. So he threw that statistic out there to get people's attention, and it actually did.
Well, put Great Barrington back into context a little bit for more regional listeners. Great Barrington is one of the underserved communities right now, still, in terms of internet access.
It is. Basically, you have two choices. You have a DSL line from Verizon, or you have some kind of a cable connection from what used to be Time Warner, was taken over by Charter Spectrum. But the speeds are, for cable, I think they max out at 100 megabits. And in this day and age, it's really not enough for a lot of people and a lot of businesses.
Something I noticed from your article was that when it actually came down to it in terms of voting, in the end, cutting some money to the library, but there had to be some disqualifications along the line, too, because people are affiliated with the library.
That's right, yeah. Well, in a small town, of course, people wear many hats, and the potential for conflicts of interest is greater simply because, you know, everybody knows each other, and, you know, we all have lives, and people have to work places. And when they voted on sustaining or rejecting the library cuts, the chair of the town finance committee, Tom Blofeld, had to disqualify himself because his wife works at the library. So, it turns out, actually, it was an important vote because it meant that the Finance Committee was deadlocked 2-2, which means the motion to restore the cuts failed.
Terry Cowgill is the managing editor at the Berkshire Edge. Terry, thanks so much for joining me.
You're very welcome, Terry. Thank you.